Hello and welcome to this episode of Twat Tick. This episode is going to be my experiences with Myth TV, setting it up and configuring it, and also little hints and tricks and websites, resources that you can go to that'll help you out with certain things. Well, you'll ask yourself, well, I do want a Myth box, and if you do have Microsoft Pile, whatever it is called, you'll want to set up a Myth box instead because it just totally blows it all everything away. Ease of use, as far as the not Myth goes, it's pretty much idiot-proof. You can purchase the online package, the little kits. The online kit comes with the 500 WinTV card and a Microsoft remote. The WinTV cards are good because they're compatible. It might not be the best card, might not, you know, it's not going to be HD, but it's going to work 90% of the time. Alright, well, the hard drive is going to cost you like $170 along with the WinTV little package deal that comes with the MCU remote. That's going to be $170. So you're not looking at too bad, especially if that's all you need. You got an old PC lying around. It's not too bad. As long as you're not doing a whole lot of transcoding, that'll take care of everything for you. Well, once you got the hardware, first you'll want to start with NotMyth. That's what I've used. There's several other distributions based on Red Hat, what have you. But as far as support goes, the NotMyth is outstanding. The NotMyth wiki is outstanding. And there's billions of things on there that's all kinds of extra scripts people have made. So basically, if you've been wondering about how the whole PBR thing works, it's not hard, really. I mean, it's like I said, if the worst case you're out $170 if you decide to can it. You can end up giving it to somebody else. So the worst case scenario, you're out like $170 if you can't get the thing to work. If you do, you'll never watch TV ever again. Don't watch TV. I've got like 16 days. Pretty much on a 500 gig drive. But your features are basically like a TiVo, but on Crick. With the 500 card, you're going to have two tuners. You'll be able to do fast forward live TV and then record something in the background. It's also server client mode, or they call it front end, back end. So for example, if you have two boxes, you can set two boxes up and instead of one back end, and have all the SQL stuff running on the back end and back it up and have all that stuff set up the way you want and have as many front ends as you want. But you got your hardware set up, it's pretty idiot proof. You boot out the CD, follow the directions, the NotMyth, whatever you pick to use as your release. If you just want to actually install on your existing Linux system, that's an option too. But for the idiot proof guide, you just buy the hardware, buy the kit, download the NotMyth, boot off of it, you know, make sure that you follow the directions as far as master slave settings. They want you to have the chain plugged in a certain way. Other than that, I didn't have any problems. The NVIDIA card that I had to adjust the setting that was called like overlay or overscreen. Basically that I was showing too much. I was supposed to actually be zooming in, and that's kind of the idea of TVs, is that they give you more than you're actually supposed to see, and then the TV crops off all the stuff on the sides. So if you look at it, you see bars or anything like that, or you know, the MSNBC logo is like in the middle of your screen, then you know you need to zoom in a little bit because you need to crop off some of the stuff on the outside. Once I got it set up, everything was straightforward. Just messing around with the themes is fairly simple. If you have any familiarity with, like, for example, WinSCP to copy stuff back and forth. The interface is extremely easy to use. I've never had a PBR or anything like that. That's all pretty much idiot-proof. You know, and if all else fails, you can just buy a single tuner card and just try it with a single tuner. And if you can't get it to work with one of the WinTV single tuner cards, just, because those are like $25, so that way you're not dropping $170 on a card. Or just an existing one you have laying around is probably more compatible than something you go out in the store and buy today. The things I ran into as far as initial issues, there's the setup that's the front end setup sort of, or the back end setup, and it's all SQL stuff, and it does it all through this GUI interface. So if you want to make some changes, it's not a matter of just going in through like web interface or something like that. There's a back end, like it's called Myth TV setup or something, that has a bunch of weird settings in there, and you have to go in there to do the transcoding for Xvid. On the NotMyth, it's all idiot proof, it comes preloaded. It's got everything in there for you, and you just have to say run and then give them the command. It's all in the wiki as far as that, but for it to actually run, I had to go in there and double check the settings and say allow this job to be run, etc., etc. After that, just started getting into the custom menus, just basic stuff, zooming for the zoom. If it's been reset, if I went into a game and came back, I had that problem where it wouldn't zoom back in. So I had a zoom set up for that to show the overscreen overlay. Then also I had the one that was open up the extern. So if I needed to go in and check something or something like that. Also wrote a script to give me audio alerts if the log files got too big or if a certain partition got too big. For some reason or another, the X Windows log file got insanely big. It was like 2 gigs or something. And the partition I had for the root was only, you know, 1 gig or 2 gigs. So we want to set up some kind of alert system for stuff being too big or files being too big, log files especially. You can actually set up a little cron job to delete your old log files because they fairly get stacked up fairly quickly. And, I mean, to be honest, you're not going to need, like, week 3 log files. I mean, you're going to know something's going on within a week of your actual box being up. Web interface is pretty sweet. You can do all your jobs in there. It's much more powerful than the front end. You can do jobs in there and do searches a lot better, save searches, do a lot of extra things that you can't do inside of the front end. It's a lot more easy to manage your box from the web interface. Also, it's got the VLC streaming. Wasn't too impressed with it, but then again, I'm coming from Windows streaming as far as Helix Server. And the compression is probably 5 times worse on VLC, but it's, you know, VLC is the LAN player, and I'm not sure if they're designed to do broadband type of streaming. So there's a lot of settings that you can set as far as the SQL backend stuff on the web interface. So if you want to change like a user job or something like that, I originally thought that that's what my problem was. I was missing something there, but I actually had to go in through the front end setup on the actual computer and run it and turn something on. I don't remember what I turned on to get the actual job to run. I had the job set in there, but it wasn't like allowing the job to run for whatever reason. So ripping DVDs, fairly simple, but it won't rip copyrighted DVDs without user intervention. So there's some kind of library you have to reinstall. It's easy to do. You look on the NotMyth wiki and be like, oh, I can't rip DVDs, and it'll tell you exactly what to do. I guess for legal reasons, they can't pre-bundle it with the capability of ripping a CD. Or if for whatever reason mine wasn't working right, it didn't have the decoder in there. So another thing you'll find is when you add audio or video or basically dump any files into the folder, I haven't found a way to automate this, but you have to tell it, okay, you have to go into the settings and say, okay, I've added some music or I've added some videos, and it won't pick them up. So I've uploaded things, double uploaded things, because I upload them, I'm like, where's my video? Where's my, you know, episode of whatever I had to record for my girlfriend? And it's not in there, and I'll go to check and it's there, and I forget that you're supposed to update the database for it. So just realize that everything that you see in the interface is not actual files, it's SQL stuff. So whenever you change something with the data structure on the file system, then the SQL system has to change, and it'll let you know if you've deleted something on the back end without going through the interface. It'll say, hey, I don't have this video anymore, and it'll fix the SQL database for you. Now, none of this is HD stuff, but I would look at setting up the ViewSat 2000 box as far as the black box, and having everything run through that, and not have to worry about cable at all, and have non-shitty service, because if you're in a apartment complex like me, you have shitty service. It's just going to happen. So I'm tired of paying $90 a month for crappy service when, you know, I can save myself $30 a month, get a black box, and get signals out of the airway better than I can get off the wire. So if you're wanting to set one up, just go ahead and buy the hardware and get everything going. And once you get it up and running, you have any questions or anything, I can help you out from there as far as getting it online and getting it set up. And if you can't get something to work, I can help you out. I'm more than welcome to help you out. of websites, not MythWiki, and the original MythTV website has a lot of beginner documentation. Not MythWiki is more for troubleshooting advanced stuff. As far as free-to-air TV, which is the ViewSat stuff for Xbox, there's the online forum. It's called like freetoairtv.com as an acronym. You can set up an account there, and there's all kinds of stuff in there, key changes and all that good stuff, as far as getting your black box to set up properly. That concludes this episode of TwatTick with Operator. The song you're listening to now is Human After All from Daft Punk. Before that, you heard Remind Me from Rixoap, not sure how to pronounce it. Before that, you heard Aja Mahi from Time to Chill, is Dodd Sultan Han